let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Jack Hetzel's Colossians by Verse by Verse is a vital work of Bible scholarship highlighting the operational gifts of the Holy Spirit. He dissects the epistle of Paul to the Colossians in a spiritually enriching and informative book. This book will encourage Christians to live out their faith in Christ. Dr. Jack was born in West Monroe, Louisiana, November 18, 1921, to Reverend and Mrs. R. Hetzel. Jack's father was a church planter who planted several churches in Louisiana, 14 in Texas, 2 in Mississippi, 1 in Arkansas. Jack spent 3 years in the U.S. Army Air Corps, 3 years in the U.S. Air Force, and 14 years in the U.S. Army. He retired from the Army as a teacher of military science at A&M University of Texas, served in 5 major battles in Europe and through most of the Vietnam War, retired as a sergeant first class. He's ministered in most of Western Europe, including England, Germany, France, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Korea, Japan, Australia, and Ghana in West Africa. He obtained his first ministerial credentials with the Assemblies of God in the U.S. He's presently a senior pastor at the First United Methodist of Big Sandy, Texas. Dr. Jack Hetzel, author of Colossians Verse by Verse, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Hetzel, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
So much to talk about during the course of the program, and I'll give you the website where you can get order the book and get all of the information. Colossians Verse by Verse is the title. How did you come up with the title of this book?
Well, I wanted to go through this book and choose the most important subjects that St. Paul was covering in this book and make a chapter on each of those major subjects.
And you've done that, and you've done that so well, as we'll talk about during the conversation. The book is Colossians Verse by Verse. Talk about the research. Was the research necessary for you to do this particular book? You've traveled so much in your distinguished career. Have you traveled to do research for this book?
Well, in my travels, I'd automatically come up with information that most people don't get, but my truth came from the Word of God. I'm one of these people that does not believe in proving the Word of God by experience, but proving it by the Word.
And that's so important, and you talk about that in great detail through this and through all of your works and through all of your years of teaching and ministry. How did publishing your first book change the process of writing the Divine Devotions?
Well, the Divine Devotions is coming up because I wanted people to look at what God says. Any time that I write anything, what I have to say about a scripture means little or nothing, but what God says is absolute. We can depend on it. We can take it to the bank. And if it's a financial thing, we can take it to the windows of heaven. That is our teller, and their expect a repayment on it.
With us on the program is Dr. Jack Hetzel. He's the author of the book. We're talking about Colossians Verse by Verse. The book is available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com as well. And Dr. Jack's website is jackhetzel, H-E-T-Z-E-L.com. And all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What was it about this book, Colossians, that you decided this really needs a book and I'm going to go through and do this verse by verse and break this down? What inspired you to write this book?
Well, actually, every book that's in the New Testament, I think we should go through it verse by verse and study the words that are used. For example, in John chapter 14 and verse 12, Jesus made an outstanding statement there. He said, "The works that I do, you shall do also, and even greater works than these shall you do." Who is he talking to? He says, the believer will do it. But so many times we figure ourselves as human beings rather than the Spirit of God working in us and through us.
You know, as you think about it, something as important as Colossians and going through that ourselves individually would be difficult and probably very intimidating. With what Dr. Jack Hetzel has done is take all of his decades of experience, go through and lay this out for us. It's such an inspirational and necessary book, the book available at Amazon at the doctor's website, Jack Hetzel, HETZEL.com. Talk about the books that you've written so far. This is just one of many books that you've written that have touched in a positive way so many people. What are the books that you've written, and do you maybe have a favorite out of all those?
My favorite book, actually, that I have written is The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is a subject that is almost lost in the church of today. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are given there for the manifestation of God through individuals today, just as they were in the book of Acts. In other words, in the book of Acts, we saw signs, wonders, and miracles, and God is telling us that we should see signs, wonders, and miracles today. He uses the phrase, Jesus used the phrase, them that believe on me, the works that I do shall they do. Well, this is either the truth or a lie.
You know, in this book and in all the books written by Dr. Jack Hetzel, our guest on the program, you'll grow in faith and appreciation of what you find in the Bible. And this book we're talking about specifically, Colossians verse by verse, does that. I want to talk about the title just a little bit more on that. How important is verse by verse? So often we take things, consume them in large quantities, and maybe don't get the full benefits of going back verse by verse. How important is it to do verse by verse?
Well, if you take it verse by verse and study every word that's in that verse,
yes,
you'll find that sometimes there is something said in a verse that most of us miss. And another thing that causes us to miss it sometimes is what we have either decided to believe or what we've been taught. Consequently, we read the Bible in relationship to what we already know rather than in the words that are written there.
You know, and that's
I want people to see what God says, not what we already know.
Or what we think as we're zipping through something. There's something to be said about slowing down, and you do that in the book Colossians verse by verse, available at Amazon, readersmagnet.com, jackhetzel.com. Jack Hetzel, our guest on the program, Dr. Jack Hetzel, that's H-E-T-Z-E-L. You've got such a distinguished career as in the pulpit, in teaching people, in saving lives. When did you first decide that you had a talent as well as a writer? When did you first realize you wanted to be a writer?
Well, actually, I had written a couple of letters to Ann Landers. I don't know if you're familiar with that column that used to be in the newspapers.
Oh, yes.
And I'd written to her a couple of letters. And one of them, she wrote back and said, "Why don't you do some writing? Because your letters are so specific."
And she is the one that got you started doing this. And what a successful career. I am so old that I not only remember Ann Landers, I've done a couple of television programs over the years with her. And a remarkable lady was based out of Chicago and did programs with her. And that's fascinating that she turned you onto this whole field where you could reach so many more people by writing, published all around the world. And all of the books that Dr. Jack has written, you'll find at his Amazon page and his website, jackhetzel.com. For somebody out there, maybe like you when you were writing the letters, that wanted to write their first book but really didn't know how to go about doing it, it's an intimidating process. What advice would you give a writer working on that first book?
Well, I enjoy writing. In fact, I did some writing this morning on expectancy. You see, if as a child of God, we should expect God to do exactly what His Word says we can do, and to receive exactly what He has promised us. So when we see a promise, we should always be ready to take that promise to the teller, which is, I would say, the witness of heaven, if we can paint a picture. And present that promise to God and say, this is what you said. He has obligated himself. You see, no man can ever obligate God, but God obligates himself by his word.
That's so fascinating. And all of the books written and information you'll find written by Dr. Hetzel will give you, it will strengthen the faith that you've had, as I said in the beginning. When you write, it's sort of a solitary process where you go off, you need some space, you need to think things through, probably much like writing a sermon. You need some space to do that. In writing, who's your biggest supporter? You need a support group as you do this. Who's the one there that's encouraging you to continue to keep writing?
Well, I just want people to look at the Word of God and see what God says. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. I heard a testimony of a pastor, and he said that he had an experience that he believed was from God, and he followed through from that experience, and God began to do things that he had taught that were not for today. And so he said, and he realized at one point that he had to take off his denominational glasses and put on glasses that would look at the Word of God for what it said. And this was a great, advantage to the way I've written.
Yes. Well, and you do that, and you focus on the importance of the Word, and the Word is the truth, and being able to read it and to implement all of the lessons in our lives. A few minutes left on the program. If you could be mentored by a famous author, maybe somebody who's impressed you over the years, who would that be? Is there somebody an author that really influenced you?
Well, the thing is, I don't find a writer alive today that writes the way I write.
Interesting.
Here's the reason. I read hundreds of books, put it that way. And one day I thought, maybe I should start writing something like this. And God said, I'll show you how to write. And so that's how I got started, is by God's sake, I will show you how to write.
Well, if you're going to have a mentor, that's a great mentor, isn't it? Somebody to be assisting you with the process. And you've mastered it so well. This book is Colossians, verse by verse. You'll find it at Amazon, Dr. Jack's website, which is jackhetzel.com, readersmagnet.com. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. Doctor, I got a minute or so here left in the program. who should read the book? If somebody's thinking, boy, this sounds like this book could really impact my life in a positive way, who should read the book, and what do you hope they take away from reading Colossians?
Okay. I want them to take away from there the truths that are in that particular book. But it is for anyone that reads with understanding from the third grade to, well, that should I say from 0 to 90.
Yes.
It actually, from the time a person learns how to read and understand what they're reading, they should read my books.
Well, the books are all available at Amazon, at Dr. Jack's website. I'll give you all that here in a second. I'm going to wish you a very early happy birthday, coming up a couple weeks from the day that we're having this conversation. I'm doing the math, born November 18th, 1921. This is going to be the 100th birthday for you. Reflect on that, because you're still out there, still active in the church, still active leading people, still actually working, thinking and writing books. This is such an important time. Congratulations on the success and all the people that you've been able to touch in what is approaching 100 years.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm expecting this Saturday a bag up birthday party that's put on by my family.
Well, you have deserved that. And the 100th birthday coming up for our guest on the program, Dr. Jack Hetzel, successful author, still functioning a pastor at First United Methodist Church of Big Sandy, Texas. And all of the books, Colossians, verse by verse, is the book specifically we were talking about. But the other books are available as well on his Amazon page and at his website, jackhetzel.com. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. An early happy birthday, and thank you so much for sharing some of your knowledge with us on the program today.
Thank you, sir. It's my honor.
It has been our pleasure. With us on the program, Dr. Jack Hetzel. The book is Colossians Verse by Verse. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.